Mishami Shvias, Daf Ayin Ches. We're starting at the bottom of Ayin Zayin on the days. The Gemara discusses a machlokas for Shimon Reish Lakish, which has an effect, Shimon's lecture of Yochanan, which has an effect on the understanding of the machlokas and our Mishnah as well. We had a case in the Mishnah that if Shvias fell, the Yerusha, or he got up a Matana, the Mishnah had a machlokas, whether you're allowed to partake of it or not, what to do with it. Here the Gemara explains Rav Shimon Reish Lakish, and Rav Yochanan argue in what the Tanoim are arguing about. Let's see what the Gemara says. Machlokes Rav Shimon Lakish Rav Yochanan. Shimon Lakish Amar with Peiros Avera he must nisa. Mish's case, some of the cases where it was Peiros Ba'Avera, which means that a person had produce that didn't do beer like he was supposed to do La'Loka, which means it should be also to have partake from. The halacha still is, where Lezer says, you're allowed to go ahead, and whoever wants to eat it can eat it. They're allowed to go ahead and consume something which be'etzem is an aver, because the person who owned it should have done beer and didn't do beer. The halacha is that we allow people to eat it. Now the question is, why would this be permitted? Says the repairs by aver, says the marfil, inspire b'zman beer. You didn't go ahead and do what you're supposed to do b'zman beer. And this is the way he understands Lachleihem. So Mamela, Reish Lakish says, we still, even though that happened, you were over in Aveira, people are still allowed to eat it. That comes in 1 second. You can't do that. How are you allowed to benefit? And Echot and Niska, what are you allowed to do? You can't be benefited, you can be mocked. What are you supposed to do? So Gemara, Reish Lakish says, Lamaisa, we still allow you to consume it. And the Gemara says, how could that be? Pick Gemara time, you learn a brace. How could Reish Lakish? Mefurisha brace, connected. Motzi Peres Aveira. Also, Ligabam, person went and finds fruit that was unveiled, that didn't have beer. That's also the Mishnah Paskins, the Bryce of Paskins. Also, Ligabam, you're not even allowed to touch it. You can't do it. You have to destroy it. So, therefore, if you say that you have to destroy it, you can't even touch it. How could Reish Lakish say Pshat in our Mishnah is that you had over Aveira, you had produce that you didn't do beer, that you're allowed to use it, you're allowed to consume it. You're not even allowed to touch it if you found it. It's a Dover Yisr. How could it go connected to Bryce? So, the Gemara, difference two different cases. Shnayi mitziyah shnayi afelfelu akocha. The difference is, the case over there is very different when something was found a mitziyah or something came to malakocha, fell against his will, which means he got a Yerusha, he got a matana. So, in other words, when something was a mitziyah and you found it, that you can't go ahead and take. That's usur. That you're not to take it. Usur gam, you can't take it. You can't pick it up. You can't touch it. It's usur. And that you can't, that we don't allow anybody to partake from. However, in a case when you came to your Rishus because it was given Matana, or you got a Yerusha, you acquired Balkarka, became your Rishus, not your will. You just got the Matana, someone put it in your Rishus, or the Yerusha came and fell to you, midin Yerusha, which means it's yours. That halacha is, in such a case, that's different. In that case over there, we would allow you, to use it, says Marfulda. Nafkamina is, you know that's usher. You see it on the ground, and it's a mitziyah. You're not allowed to pick it up because you know that it's usher. But over here, you didn't do anything wrong. It came to you, it fell to you, balkarka. And then, therefore, it came to your hand in such a way, there you have machlokes tanoim, what to do with it, what should be the procedure, what to do with it, are you allowed to use it, give it to other people, or not, in a kota niska, that's the machlokes of the Mishnah. That's Reish Lakish's shita. Rav Yochanan learns Peperish Heter. We're not talking about Peperish Shalis. We're talking about Peperish Heter. We're talking about the guy that fell to you before. It came to you before Zman Beer. We're not talking about something that came to you Zman Isser. It came to you by Heter. It's the time that you're allowed to have it. That's the case. Lemaisa. In that case, what do we do in such a case? And their question is, now what do we do now that you didn't do beer afterwards? So the ending Mara says, what's the makalah? Let's understand. The case over there when it's mutter, produce that was mutter, the Mishnah with Lezer says, you can give it to everyone who wants to eat it. If it's mutter, then halacha is, then you can, if it's mutter produce, that's mutter, not b'zman iser, then halacha is, what does it mean you have to give it to whoever's going to eat it? You yourself can keep it. Why do you have to give it away? If it's mutter, why in the Mishnah does Rav Elazar hold that you have to give it away? Fake the Marafulta. Bitmiya, Lama Kanser, Rav Elazar. If you're talking about a contra of Yochan, it's Paris Heter, you collected it by Heter, and it's before Zman Beer, then what is the case of the Mishnah? Why do Rav Elazar say you can't get to give it away? Whoever's going to eat it, all clan, you should have got to keep it yourself. There's no Easter. So the Gemara said, no. Eliezer explains the who Shamuti. He was a, Gemara says, he was Shamuti. He was a Talmud of Shamuti of Be, he was a Talmud of Beis Shammai. Gemara says he accepted the Shita of Beis Shammai. So Gemara says, even though he was a, it was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, and we learned in the Mishnah, then we learned the Mishnah, Oichlin, Pein Oichlin, Pei Rosh Shvius, Betoiva, a person can eat Shvius from another field, with betoiva, with expressing gratitude, which means that you can't go see in the Mishnah what exactly Moda means. Kedivrei Beis Shammai, like Beis Shammai says. In other words, the person goes ahead. If it's yours, it's yours. But if it fell to you, be Yerusha Matana, and now you're going to express gratitude because you got it as a gift, and it's mutter thing, it's not aser. But Tomar Yochanan is talking a case where it's heter. So the question is, you're going to be able to be very appreciative. You're appreciative to the people that gave it to you. But that's not, you're not allowed to. Shvius is hefka. Shvius is something that's not allowed to. You can't express any gratitude. And below tova. You can't express gratitude to the owner, even if you got it betoras b'matana. So Meir Eliezer, in such a case, so you don't do that, Zakar Eliezer, you have to give it to other people. You have to give it to other people. He goes further, in other words, it, since he goes like Beis Shammai, you can't express gratitude. But Meir, therefore, look, you give it to your chleyan, and therefore you're not going to take it yourself, you give it to other people, and it therefore it removes the obligation or the natural inclination of shrevach, of tova, of appreciating that you got it, because it's not all yours, you have to give it away. So I fully to explain beautifully. He says, we learned that look is, you can't express shvius b'tova, you can't have shvius b'tova, you can't thank someone. Im ochel yavado, if he's going to eat it by himself, which he should be allowed to, because it's heter, it's not iser. I am maxik tova l'mishnos lo, l'mishnos lo. He'll be thankful. He'll express thanks to the person who gave him the gift or to those who left him in Yerusha. And that we don't want to do. Beis Shammai said, you can't do that. Don't eat it yourself. You have to share it with other people. The Pirush Rambam, the way in my folder, says that's the Lashon of the Rambam. You give it to other, share it with other people. Now, that takes away from the good. If you have to give it to other people, you can't have it yourself. Even though, yes, you did benefit from it, but that's not really tova. Tova is when it's all yours. But if you have to give it, you have to give it away, you don't feel that gratitude as much, and therefore you're not violating what Beis Shammai says would be an Isser Nogea to Hilka Shvius. That is the way the Gemara explains the Kudra of Yochanan. That's the case in the Mishnah. Then what's the Lashon of the Chachamim according to that? Saying that, look, is that a Tachotah should not Nisker, a sinner shouldn't benefit. What do you mean, a sinner shouldn't benefit? Halacha is, the Chachamim don't agree. Chachamim like Beis Hillel, that you're allowed to go express gratitude that you got something. So what is the Aveh? What's this Chayt Nisker? What do you mean? You tell him that you ain't a Chayt Nisker. You shouldn't be Chayt Nisker. You should give it to others. What's the Chayt Nisker? You're allowed to say thank you. You're allowed to take yourself. What's the reason? According to Chachamim then, how do we explain? We don't hold like Beis Shammai, Svara. So what's the reason? How do we explain the second side? What the Chachamim, what do they argue? What would be the reason why, according to them, you can't keep it? So the Gemara Bishnas Oishivu, Chachamim are only responding to Rabbi Eliezer. They're saying, and according to us, it's not a problem. Well, am I according to you that you say you have a problem? According to you of you, that you're like Beis Shammai, they're expressing a karas atov to the owner, to the gave you the matana, would be considered aser. And therefore, you know, like, you have to give it to other people. Even that should be aser. You know, now you're benefiting from it. Now you're going ahead. I'm still going to go ahead because now the person who got it is going to go ahead and also thank. And how is he doing that? How is he allowed to go ahead and be chotin niska? In other words, you go... Come there and us, we have no problem. Of course, you can keep it. It's beheter. It's a forzman beer. But the Elamai Kuntra Lezer, you say you can't keep it. You have to share it because you can express thanks to other people. And that's also going to Beis Shammai. So then, what do you get benefit giving it to other people? They'll also express and also benefit. And a chotin iskar. So according to you, the Shitkatka, they should be able to have to pay for it. According to you, if they get it for free, they'll still thank the person. They got it for free. They'll thank the owner. And they'll thank the person who gave it to them. That's also a Echot and Iskar. Therefore, you have to go and Yochel to Meir and make him pay for it, and then give out the money later. So therefore, they pay for it. There's not, that would be a Kulashit Taskar. It would be that would avoid someone from showing appreciation. Lashit Taskar, you should have to pay for it. You shouldn't get it for free. That would be the way of Yochel, and would learn the explanation of the Mishnah. Why not come and argue with Rabbi Eliezer in that halacha, in the Mishnah, of why? That's the way he learns the Machlokes. Now we have a better understanding of what the Machlokes in the Mishnah was than we started originally. to understand Bein Rav Shlokish, Bein Rav Yochanan, what the back and forth between Yochanan and between the Elazar and the Chachamim are. Zot Gemara, Amar Rav Yubi. Hay Rav Yosi Be'asib Ilon Kodaisya. Rav Yosi Paskin Lagabe Artichokes. Gemara said that a person kept in his house. But he kept the house after my beer. He didn't do any beer, and then he sold it. Yechol must lay my milk. That the money has to go. Use of the money is usher. You have to throw yamay melech. Yamay melech is always the reference of where you have to go ahead and destroy it. Says the marfulda. But you don't kedusha loshen hakundis va'ata. There's artichokes that are not considered avera. It's a usher. You kept it after this amount of beer, and lamaisa. If you took a Yisr and you went and you sold it, so the money that you got for doing it, you benefited from a Dover Yisr, it's a Perishal Aveira, and you sold it, the person considered a Rasha, and the money you can't keep, you can't touch the money has to be destroyed and go to Yam HaMelech. Nobody can benefit from that money. So the Gemara says, this was the Shita, the Paskin of Rabbi Bibi. So the Gemara says, another Allah, Mana Shol Rabbi Chizkiah, Mana Yash Rabbi Chizkiah. What's the halacha transporting shvius dates from shvius that are unripe shvius dates to Ashkelon? What's the halacha you're allowed to do this? In other words, kufutnios is described as it's called perishal avera, but the Rosh Maslul says you want to sell. It doesn't have any kedusha. It doesn't have any kedusha, so kamali pufnia to go ahead. These are fields of shvui. These are the unripe shvi estates, which is called kufnios, which they're especially very very inferior type of dates, made of very poor quality. Are you allowed to transfer them from Eretz Yisrael to Ashkelon? So amalei osa. He said it's osa to do. Now the shaila is, what's the question over here? What's the question? I'm not asking about transferring Eretz Yisrael. We know that you can't take Shvius out of Eretz Yisrael. So he wanted to know, says the Pnei Moshe, to explain. Since Ashkelon is Chutz La'aretz, Ashkelon k'chutz, we consider Ashkelon like Chutz La'aretz. So the question is, you're allowed to take the Eretz Yisrael, take this thing to Ashkelon, you're allowed to take it out to Ashkelon. Now, normally, we know that you can never take fruit, paper Shvius out to Ashkelon. So therefore, what's the svara? What's the Gemara's kasha? Why this should be any different? I take it to Ashkelon. We know it should be a kalal. It should be considered aser. We know already established before that Ashkelon is considered chutz laaretz. So Gemara said the halacha is whether this applies to shviyas. This is applies same halacha. The gabi din tuma. We know that it's chutz laaretz. But the question is, the shviyas to Ashkelon would be the same halacha. Says the Rashi Salu, would it be the same halacha of transporting shviyas to chutz laaretz? Would it be the same halakha for these type of things, inferior quality, which is really not used for Michael Adam, would that be considered as well a usher to send out? Pei Moshe learns it a little bit differently, and he says, Ein motzi peir shviz me'er tukotz, but he asked him a question, L'ma'at ma'at b'moli egruf l'ashkron. He wanted to know, not whether you ought to take out things that are not Michael Adam, but taking out small quantities, each at a time, a little bit at a time, whether that would be considered something that's usher. That's the way that Pei Moshe seemed to learn the Gemara's Kasha. Different ways to learn the Gemara's Kasha to sell. You know, again, we normally, of course, you can't take fruit out to Chutz La'aretz. But since these things are bad, Sam, be considered. So there's no din beer. It will question whether they even include beer or not. So the question is there a concern about taking them out for Shvius to Ashkelon or not? So the Gemara, that was the Gemara's Kasha. So he told them it's usher. That you can't do. It's still considered it's usher to do. It would be usher to do that. Chamam usher even over here. Be considered to worship Lissu. It would be considered usher to do. Zuck the Gemara. The Rabbi Chizkiah, when I come, shook the Gisra. Chizkiah was standing in the marketplace of Caesarea. He saw a person carrying a whole a big bundle of Isura, produce that was Asr, which means he kept it. It was Yaakov Beer, his man Beer, and he kept it. He wasn't allowed to keep it. He turned away his face. They shouldn't see him. Why? Because he was afraid that he was carrying a big bundle, and he's going to ask him to please help me with my bundle. He's a mitzvah d'oraisa of a person with prikutina to help a person unload his bundle. And since it was a davar aser, he didn't want to help him. He didn't want to be. He wanted to do iser. How about panav? Says in my fulda. So you don't want that the person carrying this thing should see him. Because Yitro called him to help him out back my soul. And he didn't want to do that because Lamaisa, he's carrying an Issa. He didn't want to have a hand in being able to go ahead and carry Issa. So that was it. He turned away. Zuck the Gemara. Why? Why do you have to do that? You just say don't. I don't want to do it.
If I cared, why did he do that? Not just why did he turn away. If I cared, he shouldn't have done that. He should have faced the guy, and when the guy asked him to help him, he said, no, I'm not helping you because it's also what you're doing. He would have been tokocha. He would have given him tokocha. Why would you turn your face away? Say, I'm not going to help you. Say, you should be over at to tokocha. So my father learns the Gemara's kasha. So my second is, Yasim komochia. Once he wanted to go ahead, others would go ahead and see. Now look, he wanted everyone to see them turn away. People would not know. Maybe why he's refusing. So if he turned away, they'll know he's doing that dafka because he didn't want to see a person that's wrong, that a person is going ahead and doing mokia to my, says the Pnei Moshe, l'chich ad shi makomo. Then look at Dinasi, he's doing wrong. I want to turn away from him. I want people to see that I turned my face away from him, which is not uncharacteristic of me, but I did that to let people know that it's usher to do this, and they should see, learn from my action. That's why I did that. So the Gemara, heard of what happened. He said, the mother of Rav Chizkio gave birth to a great son. In other words, he was very impressed with what he did, that he took the trouble to go ahead and to show people how wrong it was, and he turned away. The mother who gave birth to this son, she'd be praised because he did a very good thing. He went ahead. Ashri imo shazesh yildo. Says the praise be the mother of such a person, who went ahead and just didn't walk by and just ignore him, but rather acted in a way to teach other people the gitokaka that what he did was wrong. Praise his mother. Zak to Gemara, Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Avi Makal Tamidim. Rav Yishuv ben Levi with Mitzave is Tamidim. Otiz ban li Yirak Elam and Agistu Yisrael. Don't buy vegetables for me during Shvi'it, except from the Garden of Sisera. Why? Because that's always owned. Was always known that it was owned by Goyim, and therefore he knows it wouldn't be a problem to buy that for this. And why? How do we know it was Garden of Sisera? We assume that it was Garden of Sisera. It's referred to says the Ma'afulta Shume Oso Sisera Dekra. It's called after Sisera, the famed evil general. It was called after his name, which means it was belonged to his family. The Goya, he was a Goy. Therefore, clearly that field is mutter. There's no Issur Shvi'is because it was owned by a Goy. So therefore, when he told him to buy the year of Shvi'is, only buy vegetables from there, the Garden of Sisera, because I know it's owned by a Goy, and it's mutter during Shvi'is. It's mutter during Shvi'is. So Gemara says so what happened? Kum ami zakel tov. And one time Gemara says he should remember for good. Shmeliyahu Hanavi once. Gemara says he referred to him as Eliyahu zakel tov. Eliyahu Hanavi once came before he stood up. Amalei said to him, Hazil amu haba. Go tell your master. Les hadar get to the Sisera. There is really no garden of Sisera. This really doesn't belong. It's not never belonged to Sisera. Yudikavos. It once belonged to a Jew, the Katli, and a guy killed him, the Naspi Minei, and took it away from him. You know, as he was telling him, you were trying to be so, so much, because you only buy from the Garden of Sisera, assuming that it comes from ancient Sisera. It belongs, therefore, always belonged to a guy, never belonged to a Jew, and that's why you should buy there. It's Mutter B'Shvi'is. You should know, Leo told him, you should know, I want to let you know, you're making a mistake. It belonged to a Jew, but a guy named Sisera came and killed him. And took the property away and called it after his own name. He's not the original Sisera, but it belonged to a Yid. But Nasbinei, he took it away from him. So that's really, it belongs to a Jew. Therefore, Halakha is, it's Usher. I now belongs to a guy, but I believe me on Jew at one point. And you want to go up, be mock me yourself, you could do, Tigmar says, you got to go ahead and do and eat the fruit of the field. In other words, he told him that really any other guy should feel the same. It's not, don't think that there's any special Kurmadavki here, and more than any other because it was never owned by a Jew. You should know it was owned by a Jew. But the Maisa, just like a regular field that's owned today by a Goy, even if at one point it was owned by a Jew, you want to go ahead, you'll have to. So therefore, you want to be Machma on your side, you could do that. But everyone else, just like over here, they could be other people allowed to eat from a field that was owned by a Goy now. So therefore, you could do the same thing for your friend, allow them to eat it as well. So this was the, says the Marfulda to explain. It's still Mutter because it belongs to a Goy now. If I was to the Hakbel Atzmaka, If you want to go be makma yourself and only eat something from a field on Shvias that was always owned, never owned by a Jew, be makmir. But over here, you can, other people are allowed to have it because be'etzem, you can makmir on yourself, but don't do it with other people. Because l'maisa, the halacha is that it's mutter. Now you yourself, the chumah that you have, you only want to take a field that you think was owned always by a guy, never by a Jew. It's a chumah yisera that you don't have to do. Like everybody else, you could be matter to this because l'maisa, right now it's mutter because it belongs to a guy now, even though at one point it did owned by a Jew. You don't no reason to be mocking me more than that. You can give it, you yourself could have it, and your friends could have it. You can matter of other people. There's no reason to be matter, to be mocking me more than that, and you're allowed to go ahead and all go ahead and eat from this field. Zuck the Gemara. Mishnah says if you went ahead and you ate from a doer shvius that didn't take challah, you mechuyav misa v'dei shamayim. Zok the Gemara, kad banash habichosh hashmita. It was a certain person who was a choshet that he violated shvius, that he went ahead and he would eat shvius. He did no beer and he would eat shvius. Amar litzase, he said to his wife, when she prepared once a dough from this this produce that was shvius that he was a makbid on, afke kolosa, take challah from the dough. I'm like, she said to him, Ogavra Kosher al Shmita. This man, my husband, who goes ahead, is Kosher al Shmita. I don't have a pafkin challah. Now you tell me go and move challah? He goes, I don't understand you. Why are you concerned about challah, but you're not concerned about shvius? So I'm like, challah is about Torah. No, it's a big difference. Challah is about Torah. And I'm not put on the challah. It's a deraisa. Shvius Rabbanan Gamliel Kaveira. Shvius Adin Rabbanan Gamliel Kaveira. Bezman Azeh Shvius is usher. It's only the Rabbanan. Therefore, the Rabbanans, I'm not makbid on. In other words, no, like she was asking, I understand the dough is really, I don't understand you. It's usher to eat because it's shvius. That you're okay with? Take challah? It's usher anyway. So what does challah benefit from it? She said, no. Now look, he said, because the halacha he held, it's only drabbanan, it's a drabbanan, it's a gamil v'kaveirav, it's a drabbanan, they made a gzeira, and that's why I'm not makbid on the gzeira, I'm not on the drabbanan. But on the raisa, it's a, on the raisa, It's a deraisa, but challah is a deraisa, and that's why on that I want you to take because I'm makbid on it. I'm a lady, it's feeding me rabbanan, and Pirsha, I'm a first, and there's manazeh, shvi drabbananu, chal divrei Torah. He said that, he explained that, there's manazeh, shvi is drabbanan, and shvi is drabbanan, and the shvi is only drabbanan, and therefore I'm allowed to take it, but challah is deraisa, and that's why he was makbid on it. And this is Shaila's whether be'etzim is true, whether deraisa, whether b'zmanazeh, whether the etzim really is derabbanon, today b'zmanazeh or not, there's a tremendous arichas in Yakrainim, whether we could say, based on this, and the Gemara is coming la suka, was he correct that it's a derabbanon, or we even hold it on deraisa, that is really be'etzim, a machlokes in the sugya, machlokes yishon, that Rosh Beslur brings a tremendous machlokes, Ramban and the Rambam and others, that has a tzarech iyun as to what the halakha status is today, bezman hazeh, whether this is correct, it's only drabbana. Ad kana perik.